Okay, I'm glad I tried it again because the first time I screwed up. Okay, so now it is working. Welcome everybody to the 5-day business challenge day 2. I will have the audios and the video for yesterday up, and I will have a member site where everybody can go to access everything sometime in the day tomorrow with this laptop. If you have been just kind of fighting it for a little bit here. All right, I'm going to start the recording on the video. And there we go. Now we are ready to go. And obviously, this is going to be the blog network. Now, yesterday we've spoken about the traffic blueprint where we're creating a presence on StumbleUpon and using their community, and then we link to a Squidoo lens from there, and then from the Squidoo lens we'll link to a hub page, and then from the hub page we'll link to WetPaint, and then from WetPaint to at least one other Web 2.0 property. There are so many out there, either a Google Knoll or something like that, and then basically you're going to link that one back to your Squidoo community. The reason we do it that way is because you want to have where each site is making the other one an authority, and then once we have the blog created, then we will also link to the blog from all of those sites. Well, then your blog, as it is in this video or in the PowerPoint here, you've got a couple of things you can connect from your blog. You got your RSS feed that you can connect to Twitter feed, which Twitter feed is actually a lot more than just a way to post to Twitter. What I do with it is I'll submit different feeds to my Twitter account, but I run it through ping.fm. So that way it actually doesn't look like it's coming from Twitter feed, and at the same time PingFM can send it to multiple places. Now we're going to create blogs on LiveJournal, Blogger, Multiply, Zanga, and Vox. Those are all Web 2.0 blogging platforms that you can use, and they get great search engine results. Plus, every time now you do a blog post, it's going to shoot it through PingFM to each of those blogs. And what you do is when you set up each of these blogs in PingFM, make sure you set the update to blog. That way when you submit your blog post, Twitter feed will send the entire blog post to your all of these blogs, so it'll basically publish it in 5 other locations. And actually, there's a lot more you can add to, but I just chose those 5 to talk about. But you can also go to Live, Windows Live, and we'll have the blog on there. Now, you can also move your feed through Hootsuite, and the fun part with Hootsuite is you can have multiple accounts for Twitter on there. So when you run your RSS feed into it, it'll send a link out with the title of your blog post to all of your Twitter accounts. And if you create like 5 or 6 Twitter accounts that are all based on your niche, so like if you're into the dog training niche, then you may have 4 or 5 accounts that all they do is find people that are interested in dog training. And in that way, whenever you have a blog post, now you have all these blog training people talking about your blog post, and that will help get you more traffic. And because Twitter interacts with Facebook, anything you post through Hootsuite will also go to Facebook. And actually, it will also go from PingFM to Facebook as well. So you actually are going to be adding even more things. So this blog network, coupled with the Web 2.0 network that we created yesterday, will just totally explode the amount of traffic you're going to get every time you make a blog post. And like I mentioned right before the call, if we're creating, every time we do a blog post or an article, that we also turn it into a video and send that out to all the video sites, then you're making it even more, you're getting so much more link juice from that it's just crazy. So you're always going to post on your main blog your best content, but you'll also create articles that you'll post to the article site. Now, you always want to have your resource box linked to your opt-in page, and that, you know, offer a report or some more content for opting in. You might have, it doesn't have to be a report. You can have a video that they can come go watch to say, you know, sign up for my opt-in list or sign up for my newsletter, and I'll show you a video on, you know, how to train your dog so that he won't bite the neighbor, but it will take a bite out of your spouse or whatever. You know, just something good. You know, something to get them really interested in it. Then you're going to send the blog post to your opt-in list using AWeber's blog broadcast. Instead of sending them, you know, mailings all the time, just let your blog do the mailing for you. All your content and everything should be able to go right to them. That way they don't feel like they're being overwhelmed with information, but it gets them back to your blog. And the goal is to have content that's posting daily or every other day. Now, there's definitely times when, especially if you're in a niche that you're not crazy about, you don't want to do it, handsoffblogging.com can do that for you. And anybody that wants to get involved with hands-off blogging, I will give a significant discount to everybody that's in the 5-day business challenge. Don't use this link to go buy it. Because I keep all these PowerPoints on AuthorStream for people to look at, it doesn't really do them a lot of good if they don't get the rest of the package and where they, you know, they actually find out how we're using all of this together. So I put these links in there so that people can go and buy it at the full price and that are watching it. It says there without being part of the program. But basically my hands-off blogging program writes content for busy business owners, helps you keep your blog fresh, plus it updates your blog, you know, keeps it maintained and everything. And that way too, if any of the plugins change where we need to do some maintenance on that, you know, my team will take care of that for you. But the best thing is if you can do a lot of really good content early on so that you can submit it, you just set it up so that it automatically posts and, you know, be that much further ahead. Now, Twitter feed, I wanted to get a little more into it. You take those RSS feeds and you can schedule the posts so it doesn't have to be immediately after you've written the blog post. You could have it come out like 6 hours later. Maybe you have something come out every day, every 12 hours, something like that. And it'll send it either to Twitter or through Ping FM. Now, you can also use something like postlater.net that will also post through Ping FM or directly to your blog, which is could be useful in cases where you want to have some content going in just at different times. Now, using to get your RSS feed is yourblog.com, you know, your domain, /feed, if you're using WordPress. And now if you're putting your blog in a folder on your domain, like yourblog.com/blog, then it would be /blog/feed. for your domain, to get the RSS feed. Now, if you want additional content for your readers, get Google Alerts, where you just go in there, set it up to search possible, but instead of having them go to your email address, convert them into a feed. There's one of the options in your email address. Tell it to do it as a feed, and then it will send them to you, or like you set it up in Twitter feed or in Hootsuite to send out to your Twitter followers. And I've found through some of my accounts, they get so many new followers because people are retweeting the stuff that's coming out from Twitter feed. In fact, I've got an account that's from a radio station. I created the account for two of the radio shows that are on this radio station, and they're, talk radio, so I did some searches for conservative and liberal articles, and it posts them, and either the liberals will get all indignant and post and, retweet it with what's going on, or the conservatives get, all elated about something, and they'll retweet it. So it's pretty cool, because you get a battle going, and you actually get a lot of activity going, which gets you more followers. So PDF, I sent the link out for PDF number 2, but I will also set it up in the members area so that everybody will be able to get it. But it'll show you how to set up your feed, and also it'll show you how to set up the feed for each of the blogs as well. Because what we're going to do is, whenever you post your blog, we'll have it cross-post on other sites as well. Now, setting up your content, you can write once at once and post it many times. That's kind of the goal for us. We use using all these different feeds and the different methods, either through creating a video from your blog now, or from your post. Now, the cool part is, if you write an article where you use like a template where you can say the top 5 reasons to train your dog in English, and then you do an article for that, but you can make 5 blog posts out of that, because you can do part 1, it will be the first point, part 2 would be the second point, all the way through to the 5th day, and then you would summarize everything at the end of it. But then, on top of that, you're going to submit it to the article site, so you're going to get traffic back to your blog. So your blog is going to get backlinks from all these high PR sites, and I really recommend that you take advantage of this author stream site, and every time you do a new article, make a short PowerPoint about it. Either just do the main point on it, and then link back to your blog at the end of the PowerPoint, because you will get ranked quickly, plus you'll get traffic back to your site. So it's a win-win on that front. Now, because when you're posting on your blog, all the other blogs will show up with those posts, as well as links back to your blog, you're going to be getting a lot of links back from that as well. Plus, your readers will all follow links back to your main blog, which is what we want to do anyway, because you want them to get onto your opt-in list. And somewhere on your blog, you're going to have something that says, download my free report or watch my video. Just register here, and you'll get free access. And that way, you'll get your list start to build up. And of course, each of your profiles on those sites will point to your blog. Now, if you're in a niche that you don't want to be known as the person that's in dog training, you don't want to be the guy that everybody knows as a dog training expert. Then use a pseudonym, a pen name or whatever, but then try to be consistent through all these different accounts. But you don't have to. You could actually create 4 or 5 different personas all related to that topic, and then, you know, that makes it look like there's more than one person talking about this topic. Now, you know, follow the instructions in the PDF to help you set up your blog. And now the homework is going to be to create accounts in the platform, and all the platforms on the Day 2 PDF. You should make sure you've got the ping.fm site, because there's a ton of, there's like 30 some different social networks that are in ping.fm. I would start creating an account in each one of those, and that way you will have the ability to make a pretty good dent. Every time you put out a blog post, you'll be getting a lot of links back, because each of those sites will, most of them have follow links. If they don't, it doesn't matter, because the search engines still follow those links anyway. Even if it says no follow, they just may not give it the link juice that you would have had if it was a follow link. But get the blog and product info to me as soon as possible if I'm creating the video for you. And also, wow, that's pretty amazing. It never usually tells me that I have time remaining on the conference, but that's okay. We're going to be done pretty quick anyway. Now, once your blog is installed, you know, we'll get the details. So we'll put the plugins in, and then you know, you can add your details from each of those accounts into it, so the post will be broadcast. Because there's a ping.fm plugin that sends out your post out to all the networks as well. So basically, you're going to end up having hundreds of links going out every time you make a blog post, and that's the whole object. We also want to make it so that your first post is going to be ready to publish. If you've already got a blog set up, then we want to do that. If you still need your blog set up, get a support open so I can get in there and create it and get it all ready to go, because the goal is to start driving the traffic now. Because you know, once your product is up, you want to already have a small audience that's ready to buy when it's available. Now I'm going to open it up to questions. I want to stop the recording of the PowerPoint. And if anybody's got any questions, I'm here.
Michael, this is Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm looking at where did I put it? Oh, the hands-off blogging. That looks really, really interesting. Is this your product?
Yes.
Okay. And you write the articles yourself, or you have someone else do that for you?
No, that I have a team of authors. It's a site I joint ventured with somebody who has a ton of authors, and she always needs work for them to do. So this way, it's definitely a great way to set up especially on niche sites, because a lot of times, you know, you find the product you want to sell, but then you don't want to have to learn everything about the content for that. I know I work in some weight loss sites, and I don't want to know everything about weight loss, you know? I just want to sell the product. But good content is important, so that's why I went ahead and, you know, set this up so that it's a possibility for people to get lots of, you know, good content that then they can also submit to the article site. So
right. I love it. I if there is an affiliate program for that, I would love to promote that. This is just awesome.
I'll get you the info for that, because that I pretty much have to set up a page for each person, each affiliate, because it's a pay.com affiliate program, but
right.
Because I use one particular page for each, and then it takes you to each of the different packages that are available. So, yes, I'll definitely be letting you know all that info, because that will definitely be something that we can market at some point.
Yeah, and I can see that tailoring in with the 5-day challenge for my blog as well. That'll really, really be good.
It works out good for everyone in this case, because it keeps the authors doing some work, and we're also getting lots of good content that we can use for creating articles. I guess the PowerPoint tomorrow is the one that talks about how to create articles or videos from the articles. There is a site that'll do it. Article Video Robot, I think is what it is. And it's pretty good, but it's expensive. It's like $97 a month.
But yeah, I think I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, they give you like a 14-day trial.
Is that Justin Brooks?
You know, I'm not sure. I went to the site. In fact, one of my students told me about it, so I went over and checked it out. And it's exactly what I wanted, because I didn't want to have to, because when I tried to do it myself, it took me like 8 hours to get everything the way I liked it. I'm kind of anal when it comes to setting something up.
Sure.
I want to make sure that it looks good. So I went through it, and it took me so long, but then finally I had the audio and the video working together. But yeah, when I saw that, I said, this is perfect. So, yeah, I plan on using it quite a bit from now on, because I'm not going to go through the hassle I had to go through before.
Right. Looks good.
Turn off the thing. Okay, sorry. But, yeah, the fun part with this traffic system, I've been working with Peter Parks, and a lot of this stuff I learned from him, because when he goes out to take over a niche, he uses a lot of these types of methods. So I said, well, this is perfect for somebody who's got a product that wants to start making some money fast. Instead of trying to get your product, you know, find affiliates for it. Well, you can set up the affiliate program, but go ahead and, you know, get start growing your list and be ready to start marketing it as soon as your product's up for sale, instead of waiting and waiting. You know, hopefully somebody will join you. But yeah, this way you become the expert very quickly, because all of a sudden if somebody's searching, all they see is your stuff. And then they say, oh man, this definitely must be the right place. But I really like this author stream. It's cool because it can be interactive, where people can communicate together on this kind of stuff. And it was funny because I was trying to get ranked for a particular product that I was trying to sell. Oh, I think it was actually when I was doing the Easy Sales Formula. I was trying to get ranked for that, and I kept seeing this one thing for AuthorStream that was always ahead of my sites, and I was like, what the heck's the deal here? So finally I went and looked at it, and I saw what it was, so I quick created a PowerPoint, uploaded it, used the same keywords as the other guy, and all of a sudden I was tied in the first place.
But do you feel, because I do a lot of affiliate marketing products for higher end stuff, but I haven't had too much success yet, just because I'm learning it as I'm going along. I guess the strategies we'll be doing in the 5-day challenge will really help, you know, drive the traffic, because so far the way I've been getting eyeballs onto the offer has just been pay-per-click, but I haven't had sales. The conversions haven't been there.
Right.
They've gotten the click-throughs.
Yeah. And a lot of it, whether you're using the right term to get the people there to begin with, because they're in a different, in the wrong frame of mind when they get to your sales page, or to the sales page for the product, and then now you have to try to bring them into that.
Because so far it's been direct linking, and I haven't gone to create an individual customized landing page and then drive them to the sales page. So far, because I'm just learning everything, it's just a direct link. So I'm already paying a little bit more for my clicks.
Yep.
Because of Google doing the, what they want a customized landing page first that's relevant, and then drive them to the sales page.
Oh, yeah. And I try to avoid pay-per-click as much as possible, which is why I started looking for ways to do this in a way that works, without having to spend as much money on this. But this instead, it you devote a lot of time early on to get that network created. And if you use something like RoboForm for the account creating process, it does save you a lot of time because of all that typing really takes a while. So something like that to create the account, and then using the submission tool. Now there is that mass article control. I don't know if they've raised the price. They said they were going to yesterday, but when I went to bed last night, they still hadn't raised the price. But that will let you take whatever articles you have and actually create multiple versions of them so you can actually post the same article a few times. Oh, I can't believe this.
That's all right. No problem. Yeah, that was a Paul Pona product, yeah. So.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's
because
of that five-hour person. This is why it's...